Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God bless all of you on this blessed Sunday. This is Brother Nate with another God's Word to Man broadcast. And once again, we're grateful to Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior, who has given us opportunity once again to present the Word of God again to you. We thank God for all you that are listening to this broadcast. And once again, it doesn't matter what part of the world you're listening to this broadcast at. It doesn't matter what nationality, color, race, or gender you are. I want to welcome you to another God's Word to Man broadcast. The phone number is 323-870-3403. That's 323-870-3403. If you have any prayer requests, any comments, any question about the lesson, call us at this number, 323-870-3403. The phone line will be open at all times throughout the broadcast. For those of you that don't like doing it over there, go to the email address at godswordtoman@gmail.com. That's G-O-D-S-W-R-D, the number 2, M-A-N, at gmail.com. Once again, whatever the Lord gives unto us, that is what we're giving to you. Praise be to God. So, amen. Without further ado, we thank God for another blessed day and another golden opportunity. My brother, Brother Robert Gross, will be joining me soon as we go with today, the original setup, Faith Part 3. And we've been talking to you about how Christ originally set the foundation for his people to be built upon. And we are told through Isaiah that God laid down this foundation, that it is a sure foundation. It is guaranteed. We say guaranteed to do what? Well, you look in Matthew chapter 7, we're told that the wise man built his house upon the rock. He was founded upon the rock. That's the foundation, Jesus Christ. Amen. So it is a sure foundation that it is guaranteed that you will stand when the winds and the rain come, which come from the enemy. Because if you look at it in that seventh chapter, the foolish fail. Amen. Fail. Glory to God. It's a sure foundation. Hallelujah. And so we was looking at concerning this foundation, that a part of this foundation that was Christ set up was faith. And so we are in this series about faith, and we have been looking at the original setup of faith. This is what Christ set up for his people to be founded upon, faith. And so my brother come to you and talk to you about the God kind of faith, what it is, which I want to speak a little bit more on it tonight. And then he came in part two telling you, how do we get this faith? How do we get this faith? And now part three tonight is going to be dealing with, we were told to ask God in faith, that whatever we stand in need of, this is on this foundation. And so my brother's going to join me in a few minutes. And what's going to happen is I'm going to start it off tonight, and then my brother's going to come behind me to tell you and talk to you about where the Word of God said we are told to ask Jesus in faith, you know, for whatever we stand in need of, not just coming in any kind of way, not just talking out the top of our head or something like that, but asking by faith. Now, I'm going to pass my brother on here. God bless you, brother.
Hello. How are you today, brother?
Amen, brother. Blessing the Lord. Thank God for another day. You know what? You know what I like to always say? Another opportunity to put some pain on that devil. Amen.
Yeah.
To continue to have his head hurting. Glory
Amen.
To God. And
Amen.
He has no remedy. He can't take an aspirin or nothing for this. Hallelujah. We're going to keep coming
Amen.
With it. Amen.
Praise
Amen. Be to God.
Thank
so,
you,
for those of you listening, we're going to start with part three tonight. My brother's going to open up with prayer, and then I'm going to come with a couple of scriptures, and then my brother's going to come behind me to talk to you about from the Word of God that how we are told to ask Jesus in faith. Amen? Not just coming
Amen.
In any kind of way, but ask him in faith. So I'm going to let my brother go ahead and open up with prayer.
Amen. God bless you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord God, we
yes,
ask
Lord.
You, Lord God, to give us insight, illumination, Lord God, hallelujah, light, Lord God, understanding, wisdom, oh, Lord God, hallelujah, Give us, Lord Jesus, your word, O Lord God, planted in our hearts, O Lord God. Cause us, O Lord God, hallelujah, hallelujah, to get deep roots of your word in our hearts, O Lord God. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Wrap yourself around our hearts, O Lord God, around our minds, around our souls, O Lord God. Even your
yes,
word,
Lord.
O Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Cause us to, hallelujah, to stand on the rock, to, hallelujah, to believe the, what the rock is, O Lord God, to believe that the rock is the Lord God Almighty, that his word is true, that his word, O Lord God, cannot fail. Glory to the Lamb. Hallelujah.
Yes,
thank
Lord.
You, Jesus. Father, we rebuke
thank
the
you, Jesus.
Hey, Lord Jesus, as we come before you, Lord God, we rebuke all the powers, hallelujah, all the hindering, Lord God,
yes,
all the
Lord.
Working, Lord God, that will stop us from receiving in Jesus Christ's name. Satan, the Lord God, rebuke you in Jesus Christ's holy, righteous name. Lord God, loose your
yes,
angels
Lord.
Of warfare to do battle for us in the heavens.
In the name of
in
Jesus.
In the name of Jesus Christ. And all the listeners, Lord God, that are listening to this program today, in Jesus Christ's holy, righteous name. And, Father, we give you the honor, the praise,
we give you the honor.
And the glory. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Praise be to God. Glory to the Most High God. I want to look at a couple of scriptures before I turn it over to my brother here. I want to go back to Hebrews 11 and 1, Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1. Amen. Glory to God. Thank God for the word of God. Thank God for my brother tag teaming with me to provide some more pain to the devil and to bring the glorious, blessed power of the gospel to you listening. Hebrews
Amen.
Chapter 11, verse 1. And this is where my brother started off with as we started off this faith series, because the original setup of the foundation of Christ, one part of it is faith. Faith. And my brother opened up with this verse here to let you know that this is not any kind of faith. Okay? This is what is called the God kind of faith. Okay?
Amen.
The God kind of faith.
Amen.
And this is one place in the scriptures where we are straightway given a definition, per se, of this faith, what it is, okay? Now, here we're told in Hebrew that now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Now faith is. Now, many of us know that when the Bible was originally written, it was not written in English. It was written in Hebrew and in Greek. And therefore, it had to be translated over to our language that we may get a better understanding of what was originally written. And so here, when especially, he names two things about faith when he tells us what faith is. Substance and evidence. Substance and evidence.
Amen.
And one of the things we can understand about this substance, there's a couple of things we can look at when he said faith is substance. Number one, by it being the substance of things hoped for, faith supports even your hope. Now, you said, well, what do you mean? Well, the Greek word for substance means a setting under support. So, in other words, without faith, you couldn't even hope right. Hallelujah. You couldn't even hope right.
Amen.
Glory to God. You
Amen.
Need faith. It is the support, okay? Your faith goes in, so does your hope. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And the second thing we can get from it being substance, too, is that it is the most important thing needed for you to hope or to even receive anything from God. Now, you may say, well, how do we know that? Well, that same Greek word that means a setting under support, it also means that is concrete essence. Now, you say, okay, well, that ain't telling me nothing, Brother Nate. What are you talking about? Well, see, the word essence means the most significant element, quality, or aspect of a thing or person. So faith is the most important thing. Okay. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That is
Amen.
Needed for you to get what you need from God. It is the most important thing needed for you to even hope. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Amen.
The most important thing, people. Thank you, Jesus. It's not your social status here on earth. It's not your color. It's not your gender. Okay? That doesn't move God. For you to start saying, hey, I'm a black man. I'm a white man, God. That don't move him. Hey, God, I'm a man. Or God, I'm a woman now. That don't move him. Okay? It's the faith. The faith. Glory to God. Hallelujah. It is
Amen.
The guarantee of things hoped for and things that you believe in God for now. Here's the thing that we also must understand about this. It is also, according to the original Greek word, it means assurance. That means it is guaranteed. It is guaranteed that if
Amen.
You exercise this faith, that you will get what you need from God. You will see the things that you hope for. Do you hear what I'm saying? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. The other
Amen.
Thing we need to see in this verse about faith is that faith operates now. You said, well, what do you mean, brother? How do you know that? Look what it says. The first three words in that verse. Now faith is. Okay? The word is in present tense. It didn't say now faith was. Because if it said was, then that's past tense. Or now faith will be. No, that'd be future. Faith operates now. Hallelujah. Glory
Amen.
To God.
Amen.
For example, there's a difference when you set them apart between faith and hope. You say, well, what do you mean? Well, hope believes things towards the future. Faith alone operates believing now. For example, you in need of healing. You don't say, well, I hope to be healed. See, when you say I hope to be healed, you're looking for us to be healed in the future.
Amen.
Faith says, I am healed. Now, I believe that I'm healed. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Not I hope to be healed. Because when you say I hope to be healed, you're looking for a future to be healed. Now, if your body in pain, you want to be delivered when? Now. Huh. Right now. Not later, but now. Glory
Amen.
To God.
Amen.
And the next thing it said that faith is evidence. Like my brother told you, the original Greek word there for evidence means proof. Okay? Now, this is the other thing we must understand when it's saying that faith is proof. Your faith, now we need to hear this clearly. Your faith is the evidence or proof that you have what you need. It is not the thing itself. Now, some of you say, well, wait a minute, what do you believe? What do you mean, Brother Nate? If you believe in God for a car, you need a car, and you believe in God for a car, your faith is the evidence you have it. It's not the car. The car is the manifestation that comes from you believing.
Amen.
Oh, my God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Do we understand that? See, for example, when you think of evidence, think of court. Now, if they doing a murder case and they trying to convict this person, they looking for evidence that this person killed the other person, right? They either looking for the murder weapon, okay? So in the court system, they look for natural things to be the proof that this person did it. God said that your faith is not a natural thing. Glory to God. But it is your proof that you have it. Remember when my brother gave you the example of the little child? When you tell the little child, I'm going to get that bike for you. Man, the way that child act, you would think that child already got the bike. That child going to go tell. Don't let them get around other kids in school. Oh, they all going to know about it. Even the little kids going to come back and say, you know, look, they getting the bike. Amen.
Amen.
Because that child believes simply because you told it. Your evidence that you have what you need, this is what God is saying, is your faith. That's why he said it's the evidence of things not seen. The word seen is dealing with your senses. So in other words, it is the evidence of things not seen. Faith does not depend upon your senses in order to work. Faith is not by feelings. It is not by sight. It's about what you believe concerning the word of God. That's faith.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. So
Amen.
For all of us that say, well, I asked God for such other thing, and you looking for that thing to be the evidence that God heard you, you're looking in the wrong place. Your evidence is your faith. Glory. Hallelujah. What you believe in God for is going to manifest because you believe. Do we understand? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God. It's not the very thing itself. If it was the very thing itself, give you an example about the car, then all these drug dealers got a bunch of cars. What do we say? Oh, they showing faith in God? No. Okay? Hallelujah. Because people look at the things, and they say the things is the evidence. Oh, well, he sure believe in God. Why? He got this and that and this and that. No. The evidence is your faith. It is your proof. Okay? Hallelujah. That you have. Glory to God. See, this is why back in the days, the Roman Catholic Church, when they went into the Bible to take out precious parts of the Bible, they couldn't shake the true Christians. Why? Because they were trying to break their faith. Amen.
Amen.
The true Christians weren't worried about you taking a wagon or a house from them. They believed Jesus. So even the Romans, they knew this. They said, hey, the greatest thing we can do, we got to try to break their faith. Amen. Your
Amen.
Faith is your evidence. This is what God has told us about this foundation. And faith is on this foundation. God said, we got to be founded on believing what he says and not just depending on seeing the thing first before we believe. Hallelujah. Because it's the evidence of things not seen. It doesn't appeal to your senses. Your senses is not your proof that you have what you need. It is your faith. Okay?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
But I think to some degree we hadn't really cashed or thought in on that. This is why, you know, I believe personally we have missed out on getting something from God because we have not fully walked by this faith like God said. Hallelujah. You know, some things in our life we may have, but we become shaky on other things. We have to really learn how this faith works. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And this is why God is going to bless his people with great stuff, great things in these last days, because his people are going to be walking according to this faith.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Now I want to look at one more scripture. Let's go to Acts chapter 14. Acts chapter 14. And then I'm going to get ready to turn over to my brother. He's going to talk to you about how the Lord said we are to ask him by faith. Amen. Not just coming to him and saying stuff in the air. Okay? We got to come to him in faith. We got to petition him in faith. We got to request to him in faith. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, Acts chapter 14. I'm going to read verses 7 to verse 10. Acts chapter 14, verses 7 to verse 10. And the word says, and there they preached the gospel. Now that is key right there. This is Paul and Barnabas. The Bible said, there they preached the gospel. Very key. Verse 8. And there sat a certain man at Lystra, imposing in his feet, being a cripple from his mother's womb, who never had walked. Never walked. We got to look at these quote, little details that we call it, that the Bible tells us because it's a great importance. Okay? Now, you would think that, okay, you already let me know that the man couldn't, you know, walk, and he was a cripple from his mother's womb. But why you had to throw in there, he never had walked. I mean, you know, you would be saying to yourself, well, I didn't gather, you know, enough information when you said that he was crippled from his mother's womb. But the Bible makes sure that you know that he never had walked. He saw people walking, but he never did it himself. Now, verse 9 said, the same heard. Uh-oh. The same heard. Heard who? Paul speak. Who steadfastly beholding him and perceiving. Uh-oh. Who perceived? Paul did. Perceive what? That he. Who is the he? the man at Lystra, the man that was crippled, that he had the faith to be healed, said with a loud voice, stand upright on thy feet, and he leaped and walked. Uh-oh, he leaped and walked. The Bible says he never had walked. He never walked. But all of a sudden, he leaped and walked. Now you say, well, Brother Knight, why did you bring us to this verse? Because remember, in part two, my brother and I were sharing with you about how do you get this faith. And remember, my brother took you to Matthew 8, where the centurion told the Lord, said, speak the word only. And then I took you to Romans 10, when he said, faith coming by what? Hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Well, verse 9 said, the same heard Paul speak. What did he speak? Verse 7 said, they preached the gospel. Uh-oh. So that, glory to God. So that man, he got the faith simply by hearing what? The preached word. Remember, faith coming by hearing and hearing by the word of God. That's the preached word, the taught word, the prophetic word, the exalted word. When that word go forth and you hear that word and take heed to it, faith is right there. Look at this. What hands did Paul lay on him? None. He didn't lay hands on this man. He spoke the command of faith when he told the man what? Stand upright on your feet. Now, wait a minute. The Bible said the man never walked. Could you imagine some of the people who may have been there who didn't believe and said, man, how are you telling this man to stand upright on his feet and the man never walked? Because the Bible said he perceived that the man had the faith. You can't tell me you can't see and tell when people are in the faith and when they are in doubt. You definitely can. And if you are a minister behind the pulpit, really getting in tune with God, you can see it. You can see when some of the members of the church are in the faith. You can see when they're in doubt. You can perceive it. Okay? This man didn't have to have hands laid on him. Faith came by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And that's what Paul preached, the word of God. He preached the gospel. And when the man gave ear to that word, the Bible said Paul perceived that the man had the faith. He didn't ask the man, said, do you believe? He didn't even ask him that. The Bible said Paul perceived. Oh, man, he picked up, he sensed it. He could tell this man was in the faith. And so Paul told him to do something that he never did before. Stand upright on your feet. Wait a minute, Paul, the man that never walked, what you doing? What you talking about stand upright on his feet? Why are you telling that man that? Remember what the Bible told him. The man never walked. Never walked. The Bible made sure that you you had to see the power of God at work. This man never walked. And here's an apostle of the Lord Jesus Christ telling a man that never walked, stand upright on your feet. In fact, you don't read that the Bible said he told some other guys to help him stand up. Hallelujah. You don't read that. Hallelujah. Amen. Faith came by what? Hearing. And hearing by the word of God. Paul didn't preach his own word. He didn't preach the word of some other chief or some God with a little G. He preached the gospel. And the man heard it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Crippled from his mother's womb. Crippled. The Bible said a certain man, not a certain child. This man was grown and never walked. And now all of a sudden, somebody tell you to stand upright on your feet, and you didn't just stand upright, you leaped. Do you know how much strength it takes to leap? And the man never walked? Huh, glory to God. Amen. Faith coming by hearing. Amen. And hearing by the word of God. Let me tell you something as I get ready to turn over to my brother. Listen, in the ministry, you ain't going to have to lay hands on everybody. Now, I know, sometimes we go overboard and stuff. We think we got to anoint everybody's head, okay? Amen, that's what we think. We think you just got to anoint every time. We think you got to lay hands every time. Not so. It's going to be people in these last days going to be just like this man right here. And see, this is why God is preparing his people to take the gospel out, okay? Because there's people out there hungry to hear the word. And I'm going to tell you something. You ain't going to have to worry about laying hands on too many of them, because once you preach that gospel and they catch a hold of it, You're going to be like Paul. You're going to perceive that they got the faith. The Bible said Paul perceived that he had the faith. He didn't ask the man, do you have the faith? He didn't ask the man, do you believe? He didn't have to ask him that. Glory to God. He perceived it. He picked up on it. He sensed it. So he tell the man, stand upright on your feet. The command of faith. Stand upright. Bible said the man, he didn't just stand up. He did something great. He leaped and walked. Glory. He leaped and walked. In fact, Paul didn't say, hey, stand up and start walking. He just said, stand upright on your feet. The man leaped and walked. Glory. Faith coming by hearing. And hearing by the word of God. The same heard Paul speak. What did he speak? He speak the gospel. Verse 7 told you that. He preached the gospel. Glory to God. Now, my brother is about to let you know from the word of God that, hey, this same faith, the same God kind of faith that God expects us to be founded on, no other faith, okay? I hope everybody hear this. No other faith, not Islamic faith, not Catholicism faith, not Mormonism faith, but the God kind of faith. This same kind of faith, we are told to ask God in. We got to come in this same kind of faith. So, brother, I'm going to let you go ahead and turn it over to you, brother.
Amen. Blessed be the Lamb. Blessed be the Lamb of God. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Father. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, bless the ears, minds, hearts, souls of your people, Lord God, that they might hear these words, O Lord God, the word of the Lamb.
Yes, Lord.
In Jesus Christ, Christ's name, Lord God. Father, you are the revealer, and we invite you in, Lord God. Father, to
we
make
invite
us
you.
To hear your word. Cause us to hear your word, Lord God.
Yes,
I do
Lord.
Desire to hear word, oh Lord God. Hallelujah, to receive it, Lord God. Plant it deep in our hearts in Jesus Christ,
deep, Lord.
Holy righteous name. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank
you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I like to go to Matthew 6th chapter, the 31st to the 34th verse.
Matthew chapter 6, verse 31. To verse 34. For all of you that are listening, we're going to Matthew chapter 6, verse 31 to verse 34. And listen, if you have your Bibles, hey, I know some of you have heard me say it many times. I'm going to say it again. Follow us in the scripture. We want you to do this. Amen. I'm telling you, we want you to follow us in the scripture. We want you to study this. Okay.
Amen.
We want you to know this. And above all, God wants you to know. Amen. And for those of you that are listening, hey, you probably say, hey, well, you know what? I don't have a Bible with me. Well, if you got a pencil and piece of paper, write these scriptures down and go back and study. Amen? Because we want to put your eyes on the word. See, my brother and I, when we come on here, we ain't coming on here just talking to you, just want you to just, you know, hear our words. We want to put your eyes on the scripture. Okay?
Amen.
Now,
that's right.
Matthew chapter 6, verse 31 to verse 34. The word of God says, therefore, take no thought, saying, what shall we eat? Or what shall we drink? Or wherewith shall we be clothed? For after all these things do the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knoweth that ye have need of all these things. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Take therefore no thought for the morrow. For the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Glory to the Lamb. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Glory to the Lamb.
In that
Hallelujah.
Scripture, the Lord is telling you to seek him first, okay?
Yes.
That's the first part of seeking, okay? It's not to seek for wealth. It's not to seek for things. It's not to seek for riches. Is to seek for what? God's will to be done in your life, okay? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And if you seek him, okay, then he'll add all those things to you that you need in this life. He'll give them to you, okay? Why?
Amen.
Because you'll be, once you do what God tells you to do, you're free to ask, okay? Then you could ask for things, okay? But you can't ask for nothing, okay, if you just got through the door. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Let's go to John, the 14th chapter, starting at the 6th to the 18th verse.
We're going to John chapter 14, verses 6 to verse 8. For those of you who are following us in the scripture.
18.
Amen.
Yeah.
Oh, you said verse 6 to verse 18?
Yes, sir.
Okay. John chapter 14, verses 6 to verse 18. Glory to God. And the word of God says, Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man come unto the Father but by me. If ye had known me, ye should have known my Father also. And from henceforth ye know him and have seen him. Philip said unto him, Lord, show us the Father, and this suffices us. Jesus said unto him, Have I been so long time with you, and yet hast thou not known me, Philip? He that hath seen me hath seen the Father. And how sayest thou then, Show us the Father? Believest thou not that I am in the Father, and the Father in me? The words I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwelleth in me, he doeth the works. Believe me that I am in the Father, and the Father in me, or else believe me for the very work's sake. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also. And greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. And whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If ye shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. If ye love me, keep my commandments. And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him. But ye know him, for he dwelleth with you, and shall be in you. I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Did you get that?
Jesus, amen.
This is the way to faith, okay? When Jesus Christ tell you, I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life, he's telling you that there's no other way for you to be saved, okay, except by him. No man cometh unto Jesus, okay, hallelujah, unless the Father brings them to him, okay? All right?
Amen.
So all of us, everybody that comes to Christ, God brings us to him, okay?
Amen.
We don't have power to bring ourselves, hallelujah, but his Holy Spirit brings us, okay, if we have a desire in our heart to seek him, okay? But the Spirit of God seeks after every man, okay? Every man that's born into this world, okay? The first chapter of John tells you, okay, that every man that's born in the world is lightened by these words, okay? What do you mean by that? By his life, by what Jesus Christ did. When Jesus Christ died on the cross, he said, "It is finished."
Amen.
What do you mean it is finished? He meant that he has set up for you to be saved. Okay? He's already predestinated for you to be saved. And in Ephesians, it tells you in the first chapter, hallelujah, and in the third chapter, that he has predestinated you to be what? Holy. Saved. Okay?
Amen.
Hallelujah. From the foundation of the world, God has set this up for you. Glory to the Lamb. So this is the only way to be saved, okay? And Jesus Christ is telling you have to believe his word, okay? If you believe his
Amen.
Word, you shall have, hallelujah, everything that's in his gospel. He says, he says in the seventh verse, he said, if ye had known me, ye should have known my Father also. And from henceforth he seen him and have seen him. So he, Jesus saying, you're looking at the Father now.
Amen.
And they, I guess they said, oh, no, We want you to show us the Father.
Now, amen.
This is close to the Father you're going to get. I am the Father, and the Father is in me. I am the Father, okay?
Amen.
So when you're looking at me, you're looking at the Father, okay? Ninth verse says, Jesus said to him, have I been so long time with you, and yet hast thou not known me, Philip? He that hath seen me hath seen the Father, and how sayest thou then, show us the Father? Believest thou not that I am in the Father, and the Father in me? Well, God wants, Jesus wants you to, he wants you to believe him. He wants you to have faith
Amen.
In him. That's what faith is, believing, okay? Do you believe these
Amen.
Words? These words that are written to you, do you believe them? Do you believe this letter that Jesus Christ left to you?
Amen.
The words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father dwelleth in me. That dwelleth in me, he doeth the works. Believe me that I
Amen.
Am in the Father, and the Father in me, else believe me for the very work's sake. Okay, if you can't believe me because I said so, believe me because you've seen the works. Okay?
Amen.
They testify of me, who I am. I'm fulfilling. Okay? Hallelujah. Jesus was fulfilling. Hallelujah. He was walking according to what? Hallelujah, all the word of God. Verily, verily, I
Amen.
Say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also. Hallelujah. How can Jesus make that promise? How can he say, surely, surely, or verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also. And greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. What's he saying? What is Jesus saying there? Is Jesus just talking out? Jesus just talking out the top of his head, huh?
Oh no!
Is Jesus just parroting something? Is he just speaking a bunch of eloquent words? Okay, strong words. Okay, courage. Okay, he doesn't really mean what he's saying. Did Jesus really mean what he was saying? Jesus actually fix his mouth to say, hallelujah, that you do greater works than I did. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Greater works shall he do because I go unto my Father. They probably
Amen.
Looked at Jesus. What do you mean by that? I can see him now. They're probably sitting around sitting, rolling their eyes saying, oh, no, you can't do that. You can't do that. Oh, you little faith. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. You just don't know what's going to happen to you.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. 13th verse says, and whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do. Did Jesus just make that promise? Is that an empty promise? That the Father may
Amen.
Be glorified in the Son. If you ask anything in my name, I will do it. What did he say? If you ask anything in my name, I will do it. If you love me, keep my commandments. And I will pray the Father, and he will give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever. Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him. But he know him, for he dwelleth with you and shall be in you. I will not leave you comfortless.
Amen.
I will come to you. So Jesus promised them that he's not going to leave them without what? His Holy Spirit. That's the comfort.
Amen.
Okay? That's the promise of God, okay? Now, the Lord says, what did he say? He says that, what? Faith coming by what? Hearing. And hearing
Amen.
By the word of God. Now, you just heard the word of God. What Jesus said himself,
Amen.
right out of the mouth of the Christ. You heard his word, okay? He said, he told his disciples, he said, greater things will you do. And you know, people don't believe that. Most of the people of God don't
Amen.
Believe these words. they don't believe that we're supposed to walk like Jesus, we're supposed to talk like Jesus, we're supposed to act like Jesus, we're supposed to do all the things that Jesus Christ did, okay? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If a storm is coming and it's threatening us, we're supposed to have power to rebuke that storm. Why?
Amen.
Because Jesus did it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
If Jesus said to you that if you have the faith as a little seed of faith, okay, that you would make a mountain, hallelujah, you could make this mountain do what? You could make it jump into the sea, okay?
Amen.
If you believe, okay, if you just have just a little faith, okay, it don't take a lot of faith. It just take all the faith that you have has to be in God, okay? If you got a little bit
Amen.
Of it, okay, all of that little bit of faith has to be in Christ, okay? And without doubt, thank you, Jesus. That's how you believe, okay? Hallelujah. And let me see here. Let's go to 16th chapter of John. 16th chapter of John, the same John. 16th chapter, 22nd verse to the 28th verse.
John chapter 16, we're looking at verses 22 to verse 28. And the word of God said, "And ye now therefore have sorrow, but I will see you again, and your heart shall rejoice, and your joy no man take it from you. And in that day ye shall ask me nothing. Verily, verily, I say unto you, whatsoever ye shall ask the Father in my name, he will give it you. Hitherto have ye asked nothing in my name. Asking ye shall receive, that your joy may be full. These things have I spoken unto you in Proverbs, but the time cometh when I shall no more speak unto you in Proverbs, but I shall show you plainly of the Father. At that day ye shall ask in my name, and I say not unto you that I will pray the Father for you. For the Father himself loveth you, because ye have loved me, and have believed that I came out from God. I came forth from the Father, and am coming to the world again. I leave the world and go to the Father."
Yeah. Now this is God's will, okay, that you ask. In the 23rd verse it says, "And that day shall ask me nothing." What day is he talking about? He talking about in the last day, okay, when you united with him, okay, when he was telling the disciples when they united with him in that last day, okay, they don't ask him nothing. They don't need to ask him nothing, okay? "But verily, verily, I say to you, whatsoever you shall ask the Father in my name, he will give it to you." And then he says, "Hitherto have ye asked nothing in my name." He hadn't asked anything in his name, okay? So then he tells
Amen.
Him to ask, he shall receive, that your joy may be full, okay? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, you want to see some sour people. You want to see the most sour people, okay? The sourest people that you will see is those that don't that feel that God ain't answering in their prayers, okay?
Amen.
People that go to church, they just go to church. They don't believe God is answering their prayers. They don't believe in prayer. They don't believe in nothing. All they believe in going to church, okay? And you see
Amen.
That those people are what you call, they're called carnal Christians, okay, unlearned Christians, okay, a Christian that don't know, they haven't exercised their faith, okay? Well, why you tell them to ask? You tell them to ask so when the Lord answer their prayers, okay, that their joy may be full, okay? That's
Amen.
Why you ask, okay? Now, you don't get everything that you ask for, of course, okay? But You're supposed to ask. You're supposed to exercise your faith. You're supposed to say, hey, let me exercise the muscle of my faith, okay? And ask God, hallelujah, to heal that person. Hallelujah. Don't be afraid. But a lot of times we be afraid, and the devil makes us afraid. Our flesh makes us afraid, okay, because we be ashamed if it don't happen, okay, we get scared, okay, if it don't happen, or we get ashamed if it don't happen, okay. Well, you just trying yourself out. You just trying out your faith, okay. That don't mean everything you get gonna be. That mean you may not know how to use your faith yet. But the more you ask, the more you learn how to ask, okay, and you learn what
Amen.
Is the perfect will of God, okay. You'll learn the perfect will of God, okay. But if you don't ever ask God nothing, if you don't ever use any of his promises, the promises that God made you, okay, like the promise when he's promised you to give you the Holy Ghost, hallelujah, ask God for the Holy Ghost, say, Jesus, I want the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Will you receive the Holy Ghost? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I ain't talking about the portion that you receive, okay, when you become a believer, okay? I'm not talking about that portion, okay? That portion that convicts you, that portion, hallelujah, that brings you to Christ. I ain't talking about that portion. I'm talking about the portion that Jesus Christ is talking about when he says in the 7th chapter of John, he says, he that believeth on me, as the scripture has said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. Glory to the
Amen.
Lamb. Hallelujah. And Jesus was calling people to him. He said, if you believe on me, if you believe my word, then these rivers of living water will be in you. My spirit will be like rivers of living water. They will flow out of you. That way, if you believe on me, as the scripture has said. Why did he say as the scripture has said? Huh? Because that's the way you got to believe in Jesus. The way the scripture has said, believe in him. Hallelujah. You can't believe on Jesus the way an unbeliever believes in. You know, I'm talking about an unbeliever. I'm talking about a person that don't believe in Christ, that refuse to believe in Christ, okay? If you live your life that way, you're not a believer.
Amen.
And I'm talking about a person that said, I believe that the Lord Jesus Christ lived, died, rose from the dead physically, okay, and hallelujah, and that he ascended on high. I believe that he shed his blood. That person, hallelujah, has the right. Hallelujah. Glory to the Lamb. Thank you, Jesus. That's the person that has
Thank
the
you,
right,
Jesus.
Okay? And so you got to move on. In the spirit and power of the Lamb, okay? You can't stand still. Faith is a living thing, okay? Faith is a very living
Amen.
Thing, okay? And the more you exercise it, the more you use it, the more it grows, okay? And it gets bigger and bigger and bigger. Hallelujah. Lord, that's why Satan don't want you to have faith. He don't want you to have faith in God. He wants to try to put the opposite of faith in you, okay, which is doubt. Satan wants you to doubt what the Word of God says. I don't believe that. I don't believe that you're gonna do the same works, and you can do the same works that Jesus Christ did and more, okay? Don't believe it. A lot of Christians
Amen.
Don't believe it. Say, man, go ahead. You gonna why else? So many people be dying in there from cancer. Why else so many people be dying from all kind of infirmities, sicknesses, and diseases, okay? Why else? Because you don't believe
Amen.
Christ, okay? And then sometimes things happen like that to try the faith, hallelujah, of God's people. Okay? God, let death come, hallelujah, in people's life, hallelujah, to test you, okay? You don't get anything
Amen.
You want. You know why? Because there are tests that you have. There's trying that you have, okay? And when you are tried, what happens? if somebody's sick in your family, for instance, okay? And my wife, she was sick of cancer, okay? And she had cervical cancer, okay? Right? I prayed for my wife, and I prayed for my wife, okay? And I believed, I believed for my wife. I said, Lord, let her live. And I thought she was going to live. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
But you know
Amen.
What? When my wife passed on, I said, Lord, I was wrong. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And I realized that God was trying my faith, okay? Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. My wife, she went on to meet God, okay? She went on to meet the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. She repented of her sins, okay? And the Lord took her with him, okay?
Amen.
I could have stood by and said, hey, Lord, I thought you were going to deliver my wife. I thought wrong, okay?
Amen.
And I hope, okay, will that thing that happened to you, will that thing destroy your faith? That's what Satan is betting, okay? Satan
yeah.
is saying to the Lord, if you let his wife die, he ain't going to believe in you anymore. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Or if your husband or whatever dies, okay, you'll sit there, you'll say, well, the Lord didn't answer my prayers. The Lord did answer your prayers. He didn't answer your prayer the way you like it. Okay? Faith goes more than just one way, okay? Sometimes you have to have faith in God even if you don't get the thing that you're asking for, okay? Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Can you understand that?
Amen.
Hallelujah. When your faith is tried sorely, okay, the devil's going to do everything he can to try to destroy your faith. When you remember Job, right?
Amen.
All Job's children was killed, okay, in one sitting, they was killed at one time, okay? All his children. Thank you, Jesus. Why did the Lord let that happen to Job? Had Job done anything? Hallelujah. No, he hadn't done anything. Well, why did that
My
happen
Lord.
To Job? Huh? What?
My Lord.
We don't know all the ins and outs of it, okay? But we know that that the devil said that if you let this happen to him, if you let certain things happen to him, that he would curse you to your face. Okay? And the last button that the devil pushed, afflicting Job's flesh, okay? Yet Job
Amen.
Still had faith in God, okay? So I'm telling you, faith is not just getting everything you want because you ask for it, okay? Faith is also
Amen.
Enduring the things that come upon you because of your faith. Thank you, Jesus. Do you understand that?
Amen.
Faith is enduring the things that happen to you because of your faith. Glory to the Lamb. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
That same thing happened to the church. That's why they was wiped out because of their faith. That's why that's why the church was stamped out. Glory to the Lamb. Thank you, Jesus. And I'm going to stop right there. I'm sorry, brother. I went over. Sorry. Forgive me.
That's all right, brother. You're still within, you know, the time we have, and we thank God for it, you know, as you are bringing forth the word of God and showing people that, hey, God requires us to ask him in faith, as you pointed out in the book of John. That's very important. Hebrews 11:6 said that he that cometh to God must believe. Okay.
Amen.
It didn't say he that come to God had believed. See, that's past tense. Okay?
Amen.
He didn't say he that come to God will be believing. No, that's future tense. Remember, faith operates now. It believes now. Okay?
Amen.
And we got to come. He that come to God must believe that he is. Must believe.
Yes.
So whatever your glory, the foundation that Christ set concerning faith is that whatever we come to ask him for, we come
Amen.
In faith.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I didn't say come Amen. With your mind already made up how you're going to do it.
Amen.
You ain't
going to
get
Jesus.
No answer, I promise. I already Amen. Tried it, people. I'm telling you what I know. don't come talking about, Lord, I want to know what you think about this, and you already got your mind made up how you're going to do it.
Amen.
Okay? Not that way.
Amen.
That ain't going to work. I promise Amen. You, you ain't getting no answer from him. And if you want, well, I wonder why God ain't saying nothing. Because God said you got your mind made up already. It, there's no need of me saying anything because you had your mind made up what you're going to do. We got to come in faith. And, brother, I think that in the body, we have not fully grasped that, like I said before. I think in some things we have, but I don't think in other things in our life, we have not fully grasped that in that area, how to come to God. Because as you told them, we're going to be tried. You're going to be tried even in how you come to God. I mean, you might be coming to God, and at the same time, the devil just bringing all kinds of thoughts to your mind. Man, what you doing? What you been asking for? You ain't going to get no answer. He ain't going to do it, you know, all that. But you still got to come believing.
Amen.
Believing, not feeling, not feeling, because you go by feeling, you'll never get on your knees. And if you ever get on your knees, you ain't going to stay down there for a few seconds. You're going to be like, I've been down here too long. Let me get up. Okay. he just said, he that come to him must feel or must
Amen.
Think or must
Amen.
See. He didn't say that. He said, must believe.
Must believe.
Faith, the God kind of faith, is by believing. Not by feeling or seeing. See, that's what you call Doubting Thomas faith. For those of you who remember Doubting Thomas in John chapter 20, what did he tell the disciples? The disciples said, hey, we done seen the Lord. He said, well, except I see the print and then put my hand in it. What was he going on? His senses. He said,
Amen.
Unless I do all that, I won't believe.
Amen.
See, that's natural faith, people. Natural faith says, I won't believe till I see it first. The God kind of faith said, I believe it even I don't see it first. That's what
Amen.
The God kind of faith said. Natural faith said, hey, if I don't get to see it or feel it or think it first, I ain't believing it. And that's the kind of, quote, faith that Doubting Thomas had. He had that natural faith.
Amen.
Now, some people look at that brother and they said, well, Jesus still bless him anyhow. Let me tell you something. Jesus had mercy on him. But look at what Jesus said after Doubting Thomas said, oh, when he realized it was Jesus, my Lord, my God. He said, Thomas, because you have seen me, you believe. He said, blessed are they that have not seen, but yet believe. Glory to God. That word blessed means supremely blessed in the Greek. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. See, Jesus was glory to God. Woo, I sense the Holy Ghost behind that. See, glory. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We got it mixed up, people. We telling God, say, God, unless you do this thing first and I see it, I won't believe. And then you don't get nothing. Why? Because that ain't the God faith. You didn't come to him acting in faith. You came to him putting stipulations on it. Well, if I don't see the car first, Lord, I can't believe you. And guess what happened? You don't get the car, okay? Because you did not come to him in faith. The Bible said, he that cometh to him must believe, okay?
Amen.
You got to believe first. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The believing comes first, all right? That's what got to happen. The
Amen.
Seeing don't come first. The feeling don't come first. It's the
Amen.
Believing that has to come first. Oh, my God. You know, brother, so many people want to talk about how tough they are and how they this and that. I said, walk in the feet of Jesus one day. I give you one day, and you'll break down like babies. You're trying to talk about how tough. This way is very successful and rewarding. Don't get me wrong. But this way of the Lord Jesus Christ is not no, quote, bed and roses, okay?
Amen.
Amen.
You, Amen.
People say, oh, it ain't nothing, ain't this and that. Let me tell you something, okay? It provides the greatest reward that you will ever get if you walk this way.
Yes.
You talking about you were strong before. This way to show you weren't nothing. You weren't nothing. Okay?
Amen.
You walk this way. And this
Amen.
Way will make you strong. Okay?
Amen.
This will make you strong. Hallelujah. He that
Amen.
Comes to God must believe. We got to ask in faith, people. My brother just shared it with you. We got to ask in faith. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Ask that your joy be made before. There's
Amen.
No doubt. It don't need us coming to God and say, God, do you want me to be sad? That ain't even a question to ask. He said, ask that your joy may be full. God wants us happy. He wants us joyous, okay?
Yes.
Now he tells us
Amen.
We're going to have to go through. He said, but when you come to me, you have to come in faith.
Amen.
When you ask
yes.
me,
yes.
you got to ask in faith.
Yes.
You got to ask believing me first. He said, you can't
Dude.
Ask me looking for the thing first before you
Amen.
Believe. He said, that's not my faith. See,
Amen.
God has given me and my brother here to show unto you what is the real faith. It's the God faith. That's the real faith. That's the faith that's going to get what you need in these last days, people. Listen,
Amen.
I know the coronavirus and all this stuff going on. And I know they're saying this and that and this and that. I understand that. But the coronavirus, the shortness of money, I don't care what it is, don't change God.
Amen.
He is the same today, yesterday, and forever. It don't change him. I don't care what kind of trouble you encounter. I don't care what you come across. Always
Amen.
Remember, it don't change him.
We
subject to change. But
yes,
God, he the same. He don't change. So
Amen.
You ain't got to worry about, well, Lord, ain't no way you can bless me financially because they said the money locked up. You don't know who you serve. I say you don't know who you serve.
Amen.
The situation don't change him. Glory to
Amen.
God.
Amen.
That this stuff right here, it don't move him. God is not up in the heaven just shaking and nervous. And need to go to the doctor and say, I don't know what I'm going to do for my people. I don't know. There's so many people asking me to do something. He ain't doing that. We'll do that, but he ain't doing that, okay? He's not up there requesting for any doctors, okay?
Amen.
But we'll do that. We have to come. Glory to God. Mm.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Shut the double heshi.
Amen.
Glory to God. Eat about the double she. If this thing don't make you think about something personal, I don't know what else will. If what we're coming to you with tonight about this faith doesn't take you back to something personal in your life right now, that you know either you haven't been believing God concerning, or you need to believe God concerning, I don't know what else we're going to do it.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
I don't know what, since my brother and I have been on dealing with this faith, and I'm telling you, God just been dealing with me on a personal level about this faith.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
When God, glory, when God really starts showing you about this God faith, you know what you end up saying? You end up saying, I thought I knew what faith was. You know, I said that in 2008, brother. When
Amen.
The Lord spoke to me and said, he said, now you're going to learn what faith really is. I said, what? So wait a minute now, Lord. I thought I knew what faith was. When he said that to me, that's when a lot of the other trial began to hit, brother.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
when I had to believe God when it looked like I had nothing. Okay?
Amen.
I had to believe him when it looked like every door was closed. Glory.
Yeah.
When it looked like that you couldn't get through, glory, I had to believe God. When the people
yes.
say you couldn't do it and he ain't going to make it, I had to believe him. He
yes.
said, now you're going to learn what faith really is. Oh, my
yes.
God. And brother, when he said, I was so surprised. I said, I thought I knew what it was. I guess I didn't. Okay.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh,
you,
my
Jesus.
God. Lord, I've been in there in Christ 18 years at that time. And you telling me now? Now I'm going to learn what faith is. Oh, no, now. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Can't come to him any kind of way. I did a whole lot of that, coming to him any kind of way, and it wasn't working. It ain't going to work. Why?
Amen.
Because the foundation is set. Faith. You got to come to him in faith. You got to come believing.
Amen.
Hallelujah. You got to fight
Amen.
Flesh, devil, and all that on your way to your knees. Okay?
Amen.
We're told to fight the fight of faith. Do we not understand we are in a faith fight? We're
yes.
in a faith fight.
Yes.
We're in a fight to keep our faith.
That's right.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God. It's not the fight
Jesus.
With the neighbor down the street. Okay?
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
It's a faith fight.
Amen.
And the devil is bringing whatever he can to what? To what? To defeat you, to break you in the faith, and your flesh is sitting up here fighting you. Because when you want to go pray, your flesh says, man, if you don't, I know you ain't finna fall on your knees. For what?
Amen.
We need to do something now. That's what I ask him for. That's what your faith tell you. That's what your flesh tell you. Man, don't get down there and pray. Come on, get up. And the devil will be alongside. Say, listen to your flesh now. Get up. Now, what do you say? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, my brother's going to get ready to offer up a closing prayer. And
thank you, Jesus.
Glory be to God. And I'm grateful for this tonight. And glory, we will have a part four tomorrow, 30-minute broadcast. And my brother's going to talk to you about faith for salvation. You know, in his foundation with faith. Hey, it takes faith for salvation to get saved. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory
Amen.
To God. It don't take no money. Listen, I know y'all, you know, they've been looking at me in the church. How much money I'm going to put in a collection plate? Okay, but that ain't going to save you. Okay? Hallelujah.
Amen.
See, God put everybody on an even plane. If it were about money, well, a whole lot of us wouldn't be making it. Okay? If it were about money, but God put man on an even plane and said, you got to have faith. And no matter what you are, rich, poor, black, white, man, woman, don't matter. Got to have faith. So, brother,
Amen.
I'm going to let my brother go ahead, brother, and offer up a closing prayer.
Amen. Holy Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord God.
Yes,
we
Lord.
We thank you for your holy presence, oh, Lord God, for your light of your word, for the illumination of your word, Lord God. Hallelujah. For
yes,
you sending your word, God, to the hearts, minds, souls, and the spirits of those people, Lord God, that are listening to this podcast, Lord Jesus. Bless them,
yes,
Lord Jesus, with all your understanding and light and illumination, oh, Lord God. Further, Lord God, that they might, hallelujah, come all the way. That your people might come all the way, Lord God, hallelujah, and
yes,
learn,
Lord
God, is to serve you, Lord God, that we must lay down our lives, oh Lord God, as you laid down your life, Lord God, hallelujah, that
yes,
we
Lord.
Must not try to deserve our lives, but that we must try, Lord God, hallelujah, to walk in your footsteps, Lord Jesus, that you walked in, Lord Jesus, hallelujah, hallelujah,
hallelujah.
To not try to save our lives, oh Lord God, Father, hallelujah, to lay down our lives, oh Lord God, as the word says.
Yes, Lord.
In the name of Christ, Lord God, bless us, Lord Jesus, with this kind of mind, oh Lord God, the mind
yes,
of faith,
Lord.
Oh Lord God, hallelujah, for joy, hallelujah, great joy, hallelujah, come to all your people, Lord God, who will sacrifice themselves, who will give themselves, Lord God, hallelujah, hallelujah, who will give their members, oh Lord God, hallelujah,
yes, Lord.
Hallelujah, to the Lord Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God, thank you, Lord Jesus, we commit ourselves to you. In the spirit and power of the Holy Ghost, in Jesus Christ's name, we commit our minds to you,
yes,
our souls to you, our desires to you, Lord God, in Jesus Christ's name. So bless us, Lord God, with all spiritual blessings and heavenly places in Christ Jesus, O Lord God, and give
Christ
us
Jesus.
The spirit and power of the Holy Ghost, O Lord God, as rivers of living water. In Jesus Christ's holy,
yes,
righteous name, we pray. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Praise be to God. Thank God for another blessed broadcast. Don't forget tomorrow night, Lord say the same from 6 to 6:30. We'll become part four with faith. And therefore, my brother is going to talk to you about faith for salvation. Amen. Faith for salvation. You know, that's,
thank you, G.
Hey, we got to have faith to be saved. Okay.
Thank you.
Yes. I know some of us want uncles and aunties and grandmamas and granddaddies just to automatically go there to heaven because we're so fond of them and we love them and we're close to them. But I'm here to tell you, unless they believe the Lord Jesus to be saved, glory.
Amen.
There's no other way. I'm here to tell you people, there's no other way. This is why we're laying down this foundation of faith, because this is what Christ set up, okay? And,
amen.
You know, as we go further into this, like this is a broad here, as we go further even to the falling away, you will understand what happened, that what the church fell off from. That's why we're giving you the original setup right now, of what Christ originally set up, the foundation he laid, what he expected for his people to be founded on. That's why we're laying that down for you, because when we get into the falling away part, then you will understand where they fell away, where the people of God fell off from, okay, and what has to be restored. Glory to God. So we thank God for all you have been listening to this broadcast. As for Brother Robert Gross, this is Brother Nathaniel Hunt. We love you all. God bless you and God keep you. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless, brother.
God bless you, brother.